This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, Del, ask your hypothetical.
Which one?
Tom Herman.
I asked John, will Tom Herman and Urban Meyer just switch jobs? Will Tom Herman become the Fox Noon kickoff guy? Big kickoff guy?
Or is he going to go to ESPN?
Or is he going to go to ESPN? Meanwhile, Urban still takes his job.
Well, how about this, though?
Does Tom Herman make it through the year?
Yes.
Does Tom Herman make it?
He's going to finish 7-3. By the way, he's going to finish 7-3.
Is that good enough?
Does Tom Herman make it to next? Well, the problem for him is, to me, it's less about, look, to me, he blew the opportunity against Oklahoma when he didn't go for two.
But they were good enough to be right in it. That's the other thing, though.
You had Iowa State beat. You made a bad decision on fourth and short instead of taking field goal.
Yes.
You with Michael Dicker. Gosh, Sam Ehlinger takes a sack. What a pathetic set of plays, a series. All they have to do is just gain 5 or 6 yards, and then Dicker will be in, 40-something yard range, and they can't complete a pass. And Sam takes a sack on third down because he's completely unaware. Sam Cosmi quits on the season. I mean, he's opting out.
Quinn Ewers goes to Ohio State. The receiver goes to Ohio
State.
That's
the big problem for them.
That's a killer.
It's you lost your top guys. And once that happens, other guys start going, ooh, I want to go too. I'm leaving too.
And also remember this season, you also had the Eyes of Texas.
Yep.
I mean, this is really adding up. I don't know if he finishes 7-3, then goes to a bowl and wins 8-3.
Well, he'll probably get fired before the bowl.
I think the money people,
if he's going to get fired.
Here's the problem. The money people, supposedly his buyout, whatever, starts December 1st, where they can buy him out. And if the money people just decide that this isn't going to be any better, and by keeping him there, you're just going to lose more recruits, not only this year, but you've lost what you've lost this year, but you'll be in the same boat next year if you do get rid of him, then that's going to be a problem for Tom Herman trying to hang in and stay, because the concern is that, it'd be one thing if you had all these top guys that you were hanging on to, because then you say, well, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But if you lose now, when you fire a coach, it's all the guys you've recruited. That's the problem, is the guys you recruit next year's class, a lot of them will jump ship once you're fired, and they'll reopen their commitment process. They'll decommit. And so what you could say is, wow, we're going to lose top commitments for 2 straight years. If that's the case, money people may just get rid of him. So I think he will make it through the year also. There's some talk that people said, well, Tuesday could be the day he's gone. I don't see what the purpose is. Like, what would you do? Like, what purpose would that serve to fire somebody?
I've seen people say they would make a decision one way or the other, but it wouldn't become public to after the year as far as what happens to Herman. It's 32-18 in 4 seasons good enough at Texas? Because that's what he'll be if he beats Kansas and Kansas
State.
It's
really not about what the number is. It's about which games did you lose, how did you lose.
No, it matters when it's 32-18. It means it's not good enough.
Well, that's not great.
That's what I'm not saying it is good enough. 32-18 in 4 years at Texas, that'll be if he wins out the last two. That's not good enough.
No, you're expected to 10 losses in 4 seasons.
And it will be
40-10. You need to win 80% of your games.
And he's not
close. He's at 64%, which is not good enough.
And he's, 1-3 against Oklahoma?
And like I said.
I think they retain him.
One more year?
One more year.
Well, not if Urban Meyer says yes, they don't. I'm sure that question's been asked.
The concern is if Urban Meyer says, and supposedly Urban is not a fan of Tom's, so if Urban says it's either now or never, then they'll jump to get an Urban Meyer. They'll jump to get an Urban Meyer. I mean, you've had two Urban Meyer disciples, right? Tom Herman and who else? Five core values. Charlie Strong was a coach on that Florida team.
He was on the Florida team.
DC, yep. One of the most filled with arch criminals.
Yeah.
So many issues on that Florida team.
Yeah,
Aaron Hernandez.
When Urban lost control, he said.
Urban didn't have great control of that. Charlie left there and goes, God bless, I better start some core values or something.
He had to go to Louisville and be like,
that was really scary. I better start something called core values. So I know that didn't happen again. But yeah, they've tried it with their defense coordinator right now, Chris Ash, Urban Meyer disciple.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know, but if you got a chance to get the real Urban, you do it. Not Urban Light. You want the real Urban. And I think they would do it. They had a chance, truth be told, before Urban went. If Mack Brown would have shut it down a year earlier, they could have had Urban at Texas the first time before all their other stuff happened, before he went to Ohio State. They would have had a shot right then because Urban was looking to get back, and that would have been a job he would have taken. And not now. I think Michigan's going to open up. How can Harbaugh keep his job?
I don't know.
I guess Franklin will be okay because it's such a crazy year. Harbaugh, I think they're just done with Harbaugh now.
His numbers are pitiful.
Yeah.
Pitiful.
You can't compete with Ohio State, and now you just look
but what
awful.
Again, now you go, okay, who is going to take this job? And I'm never a proponent of, you can't fire him because who's going to? If you have to pull the trigger, you have to pull the trigger.
Oh yeah,
Michigan is a place where I think with Harbaugh, I don't think it matters so much about who's already willing to say yes. I think Texas doesn't want to have to go through people turning them down, so I think they will ask. They will have a guy in place, hopefully for them, before they make a big decision. At least make it public. I think Michigan might just say, "Look, we got to get out from
what
under
about
this
Urban
guy."
Meyer to Michigan.
No way he coaches there.
No way.
No way they would want it, and no way he would do it.
I don't know.
They'd allow it. He wouldn't do it. Urban would never do it.
I think we talked about this before. There is a cultish thing about Michigan football. They will say, we will find a way to do it.
We're going to find a Michigan man.
Not even a Michigan guy, just not an Ohio State man. Even though, wasn't Shin Beckler an Ohio State guy? Didn't he initially start? I feel like there's some crossover.
I don't think they would care if you get the best coach in the world.
I'm telling you right now, the guy who is going to have all the heat, all the love, the next Matt Rhule, but for college football, is going to be Matt Campbell, Iowa State.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a lot of love on the streets, and what he's done with Iowa State, I'm telling you, he's going to be the guy for Michigan that gets considered, I mean, should be considered for any job. He's done a hell of a job over there.
Yeah.
He's a quiet guy. I mean, he's kind of a Herman to me is just run so hot and cold emotionally. Did you see any of his press conference? Oh my goodness, he looked like he was just devastated the other day because it's like he knows it's impending doom.
Well, what did he say about it? He actually responded to the question, not like Tom Brady. Who just was asked about his head coach, his coaching staff, and he wouldn't respond. Tom Herman actually addressed his future.
Yeah, he was asked, and he said something.
I feel great about the trajectory of the program and where we're headed. That's not for me to decide. I feel like we have the program right now compared to where it was when we took over. The future is very bright. We've won a lot of big games in our time here. You know what? I don't know that that's all that inaccurate. It is in a better place than when he got there. Now he's got to move on from the Sam Ellinger years.
And the question that kept popping in my mind watching the game: hire new offensive coordinator. It's a COVID year, whatever. But does the Texas offense look any different than it did when Sam Ellinger first took over?
At no point has it progressed. Is that partly on Ellinger, or they got a quarterback they really like there next year, but we'll see if they even end up seeing it through because this kid Hudson Card or something like that. Anyway, they really like him. And honestly, Ehlinger, to me, is one of those guys who you get stuck with because you like him. He's tough. He's this, that. But there's nothing special about Sam Ehlinger. Nope. There's nothing special about him.
The Texas offense consistent. How many times do you see the Texas offense? He gets to the top of the drop, plants that foot, and the ball just comes out. It's always
a little off schedule.
Now we have to do something. Sam
Ehlinger, a little off schedule. Like, look at Sam make that play. Like, you know what the play should be? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Ouch. Ouch. Get into a rhythm. It's like Texas' whole offense cannot get into a rhythm.
Never. And this is the quote from Ehlinger when asked. Asked if Herman got the most out of these players or if coaching in general is a problem. That's the million-dollar question. Everybody's just trying to figure out the last 10 years.
Hudson Card.
That's what Sam Ehlinger said.
Yeah, Hudson Card. So here's the thing, though. Sam Ehlinger said that, and a lot of people were questioning, yep, was that a slam of the coaching staff? I think he is a well-known, long-time Longhorn. Like, he was born to be a Longhorn, right? He grew up, he wanted to be a Longhorn since he was a kid.
How do you know that?
I've never heard that before.
I've glanced at a couple of television setups where they've had some videos of him running around and doing horns up. But
never seen it.
But honestly,
and who was Colt McCoy's roommate? I forget.
Jordan.
Whatever.
If you say so, I don't remember.
Never mind.
I think. But, you know, but what he just said, though, that's the million-dollar question they've been trying to find out for 10 years. Honestly, that's a real thing. If you're a longtime Longhorn fan like he is, that has been a thing that they've been talking about for 10 years. That's not untrue. They have been talking about that. Is it development stuff? I thought he just answered it as a longtime Longhorn fan. I didn't think it was necessarily a shot at his own his own coach.
It's the answer a guy on a message board would have provided. A guy who follows Longhorns would have said the same thing. We hear Longhorn Keith. That was something Longhorn Keith would have said. And Sam Ehlinger is like Longhorn Keith. He's a fan. He just actually happens to be the starting quarterback at Texas, too.
Yep. All right, 813 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-37. Do you got any thoughts on that? You got thoughts on the Texans, the Rockets? We talked about that. We talked about girls in sports. We basically covered the gambit.
We haven't talked
Queen's
about
gambit
our
so
favorite Thanksgiving dishes, John. Don't shows talk about that too? Or do we do that before Thanksgiving?
Before Thanksgiving. Okay. Now it's you know, what do you want for Christmas?
Okay.
That's all. Right now, though, I know if I was selling my home, who I'd want? I want Lance Loken for Christmas. That's who I'd want. If you're ready to build your dream home and sell your current one, how about Kay and Horace? 4 days on the market, 39 showings, 13 offers, $15,000 over list price. If you're afraid to take a risk of selling your home, then losing your home, you want to buy in a bidding war, that's what you want. How about this? A buy before you sell program. Okay, buy before you sell makes it possible for you to move when you're ready and take the time you need to sell your current home for the best possible price. So you got a guaranteed price already for your home. And you got an immediate cash offer. So you don't have to even forget buy before you sell. You can actually just sell your home and not worry about a thing. Get all your stuff out. Lance Loken takes it over. That's what he does. Or you can buy before you sell. All of these things are happening right now. If your agent cannot sell your home and the listing expires, you need to go with the Loken Group. Their average days on the market is just 15 days. The average for the average agent is 51 days. That's how good they are. Number one in Texas, number two in the world in the Keller Williams Group. So if you're looking for the best, 281-861-4624, 281-861-4624, or the Loken, L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. People are doing, apparently people are doing Nate Robinson challenge now.
Oh, no. For those who didn't hear, Nate Robinson was on the undercard of Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr., which we can talk about here in a second as well. Nate Robinson fought longtime YouTube star, Jake Paul, famous. He's famous. He was one of the early adapters of YouTube celebrity and stardom. Kind of a creep, kind of a jerk. A lot of people don't like him. A lot of people. So, Nate Robinson, former NBA player, he of the dunk contest, he got into a ring with Jake Paul. Jake Paul has been boxing for a few years now. Nate Robinson started 3 months ago. A lot of people thought Nate Robinson, that's a pro athlete, he'll kick this guy's ass. The opposite actually happened. Jake Paul knocked him down one time with an overhand right that landed on the temple, and the second punch knocked him out when he got up. The second one knocked him out cold. And the NBA guys, I thought that was... So Floyd Mayweather Jr. really got after NBA guys for clowning Nate Robinson, because Bradley Beal did, Steph Curry, like a lot of guys were clowning Nate Robinson. He must not be well-liked by some of them.
Well, he was really, though, he was representing the NBA. He talked... Nate Robinson talked a lot of trash before the fight.
Yeah, probably wasn't smart.
No, that wasn't the best thing to do. A lot of trash before the fight. And so he got his. He got his coming back. Now, I could see, you want to get in a ring, Steph? Now, Steph said, I'll get in a ring. I'll get in a ring with Charles Barkley and Phil Mickelson, and we'll go, okay? That's how I'll get in a ring. That's my ring I'll get into, which is a much more brutal sport, golf.
He's going to fight with Phil Mickelson?
No, he had a golf match.
Yeah.
Okay. And guess who won? Phil. I mean, he got his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
With Charles Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There wasn't a pro on the other side, right? Who was
Peyton Manning.
Okay.
And you know what? That's a more brutal ring.
Yeah, we know. We've heard. Bradley Beal, his was a quote tweet with the crying laughing emoji. Because someone tweeted out a picture of Bradley Beal in reference to the Nate Robinson knockout. Because at one point, Bradley Beal was face down on the floor with his eyes closed, like he was dazed. Like, I guess maybe there's a foul called or something. And they just said, "This is Nate Robinson." And Bradley Beal just started laughing. All he did was quote tweet and laugh at it. And it wasn't a great night. And other people said, "Hey, you're representing the NBA. What are you doing?" I think Floyd Mayweather's thing was about, look, black people don't clown other black people. And I think he might have was helping out with Nate Robinson in some way, shape, or form. I'm not a trainer, but maybe he talked to the guy, maybe they're friends. And that was Floyd's approach. Hey, black people don't clown him when stuff like this happens. And I don't know if he's seen Black Twitter, but Black Twitter will clown anything.
Mm. Sorry, Floyd, you don't know the rules.
Yeah. Welcome, Floyd.
But I think he did single-handedly point out guys from your sport, your own sport. But the bottom line is, if you step in there with 3 months talking all that yak, and you're running up against a guy who's been boxing for like 3 years, you may actually have some talent. It's not going to go great for you. Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson actually had a pretty competitive fight. People were relatively happy with. I mean, they're 250-something guys who are boxing, and I was sad. I did not rent the pay per view. But for, to me, those are two of my all-time favorite fighters. Roy Jones Jr. in his prime, Roy's been collecting checks for a long time. It's sad to me. Roy in his prime was a dominator. Mike Tyson in his prime was a dominator. Mm-hmm. But Mike Tyson's best days were in the late 80s, early 90s. Floyd's were, I mean, you know, Roy Jones's were in the late 90s. But they actually put on a pretty good match. And people were relatively happy with what they saw. So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Let me ask you this, you guys. Is Lance Joe Biden?
What do you mean?
So if you can't walk,
I don't have a fractured
walk
foot,
and you're in a walking boot for months, or at least weeks, several weeks.
Mm-hmm. I was months.
Do you think you weren't mugged? You couldn't
I was
walk
months,
over.
I said
oh. months. Yeah.
Oh. I wasn't mugged. I stopped a mugger.
No, you didn't.
No,
attempted to stop a mugger.
No,
that's what they're saying.
You just hit a curb and couldn't walk over it.
That's not what they're saying.
Who's more agile? President-elect Biden or Lance?
You saw him run down the – you see him run down the
runway? I've never seen Lance run.
Watch this.
You think Lance is more agile than the president-elect?
No, I don't. Look. I don't think he's more agile than the 78-year-old man. I don't, actually. I'm not. This isn't me.
Look at.
He's limping back
he's
almost.
He's limping back because he just faked like he was running.
I have a foot injury.
No.
So does Joe Biden.
Yeah, you and Joe. Yeah, but mine, you and President
mine
Joe.
Mine is different. It's not a fracture.
What?
It's not a fracture.
Well, mine is. No, I don't think his was fractures. He sprained his ankle.
Well, initial x-rays did not show any obvious fracture, but his clinical exam warranted more detailed imaging. Follow-up CT scan confirmed hairline, small, in parentheses, fractures of President-elect Biden's lateral and intermediate, whatever cuneiform bones are, which are in the midfoot. He will be in a walking boot for several weeks.
See? Mm-hmm.
See?
Hairline fractures.
I won.
How do you win?
I don't know who I take in this one. Walking a dog. I'm not sure who I'd take.
Yeah, Joe. Apparently, president-elect was playing with the dog, and he slipped and twisted his ankle. Lance was walking and couldn't get his foot above a curb.
Yeah,
that's not you. Were you there?
That's exactly the story.
The initial story you told.
No
until
one
you,
said
until no, you realized.
Why would I tell you that? Story?
You did. That was the initial story until he realized all the derision he was getting, and then he had to change it to no, I was stopping a mugger.
Nothing Dell says is true.
He told the truth initially.
Is Joe Biden up trying to change Christmas lights or do anything like that and hurt his shoulder and then made a miraculous comeback?
What miraculous comeback?
Or
did
a heroic
make?
Comeback
Christmas
from a foot
lights,
injury?
It was raining.
Or a horrible.
Weren't you cleaning the gutters
or
something?
Yeah, but I mean, it's seasonal now.
You couldn't even tell the
it's
truth on that.
It's a seasonal injury.
Look, you couldn't even stand on a ladder for a few seconds.
No, I did. It was
I'm
pouring down
Joe Biden
rain.
In this one.
Me too.
And a wind gust knocked it over.
I'm taking the president-elect. Look, Lance.
I would totally beat him.
In what?
In not getting hurt doing regular stuff.
You do that all the time.
No. First of all, how about me making heroic comebacks? You never talk about that.
What comeback did you make? You're not
Came
Alex
back
Smith.
From a shoulder injury? Look at this.
You still can't lift your arm above your shoulder without grimacing. Look, you can't even lift it straight. Look how difficult that was. And why are you leaning back? It gives you better leverage. Look at him.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody do make there's a new logo for Lance. He's actually able to hold his arm up.
Well, not like this.
Heroically.
I have to go backwards.
He has to lean back.
It's really more like
Yeah, you're not fine. I take president-elect.
Oh, my goodness. There are so many. No, don't send us Hodor.
No more Hodors.
No more Hodors.
That's Lance's
fault. Please stop doing that. Please stop doing that. Lisa Ann laughs at Bill O'Brien's GM moves.
Well, Lisa Ann.
She's actually won her fantasy football league, so
yeah.
She might.
Yeah. No. She's a fantasy football expert now.
Yeah, she transitioned out of her initial occupation to fantasy football and hosting shows, then back into her
She's back into her?
Yeah, she's back doing stuff for a little bit now.
Is she?
She's doing stuff again.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I mean.
She's back to doing what she does best.
Maybe the money dried up.
Maybe.
It happens.
Eventually.
The pandemic hit in different ways for people.
I hate the way you worded that.
What?
Try it up. Just woke up. What happened? Who won the fight? Nate Robinson tweeted that.
Did he really?
Yeah. Just woke up. What happened?
Look what time.
Who won the fight? 3:08 a.m.
No.
He literally did probably just wake up. Anthony wants to talk about Dell's TV show. What up, Anthony?
How y'all doing, guys? Best Good. Show ever.
Thanks, man.
All right, so first before I get to Dell's TV show, I got to throw some shade at Lance. Dude, you're garbage. Fargo, this season, is like the best one out of the first season. So I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
It's not good.
Oh, dude, you have terrible taste in television. Fargo season one, two, and three are all better than season four. Chris.
Let's get to my TV show.
Ugh. You're trash, Anthony.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
You called me trash, Dell. I can't let that stand.
Well, you are trash.
Well, you kind of are.
Okay, Gangs of London is one of the best TV shows I've seen. I'm only episode 7, and I'm already like, this is like better than all of Lance's TV show recommendations. So
this guy sucks ass.
Stay keeping trashy, Lance.
Anthony, how does it taste?
Have a blessed day.
He said, "Stay keeping
suck the whole dirty stinker."
Why are you so aggressive?
Dirty
with this?
Stinker.
He just criticized your TV show.
Anthony tried to get aggressive. What's he talking about?
Shows and stuff, though.
What are you talking about?
You like that
Chef's
guy?
Chef's Table was that good.
David Chang, whatever. His name is.
No, I didn't like Ugly Delicious.
Just give me credit. Gangs of London, another one of my bangers.
I started it the other day.
I haven't started it.
I started it the other day.
What's it on?
It's the first 3 episodes are on Amazon Prime.
This guy thinks Chris Rock is a good actor. Congrats, Anthony.
You can sign up for the free trial on AMC.
Maybe you should watch Pootie Tang, too.
Look,
I watched Pootie Tang. It was amazing.
Don't get upset. Criticism is
part
of the game.
I watched White Girls. It was amazing.
Was he in White Girls?
Lance is...
Maybe.
Lance is...
You know what's a fantastic movie? I was watching some of the... brand new movies by... I watched Dumb and Dumber. It's one of the most amazing movies of all time.
Someone's a little triggered.
Yeah. Well, see, now this is how guys respond to your criticisms of them on NFL.com.
I don't call them trash. Well, that guy said...
Oh, really? West Virginia fans, what'd they call you?
I didn't call... They called... Yeah, they went after me personally.
Right.
Because I didn't have guys who became undrafted.
That's what you're doing right
Because I didn't
here.
Say Will...
That's what you're doing to Anthony.
I didn't say Will Greer was one of the best college quarterbacks in the game, and they came after me. I didn't have a guy who ended up being an undrafted David Sills. I didn't put him in my top 10 wide receivers in college football as draft prospects. They came in. How can you say that, Lance? You don't know anything. Undrafted. Sucked the holes, too. All the West Virginia fans.
Whoa.
Y'all were wrong on that. You're wrong on Will Greer. You're wrong on that. Anthony's wrong with this.
Mm. Look, just admit that. Just realize Gangs of London is a good show. And to answer your question, John, first 3 episodes on Amazon Prime. You can sign up for the free trial, AMC Plus, right there while you're watching. Then just sign out of it, and you can watch the whole series.
Oh. Yeah, you know. Yeah, just sign out before you get started. You start getting charged.
Yes,
that's the way to do it.
Yeah,
that's the way we did it with the Spanish Princess,
right.
Which wasn't very good.
Gotcha. On Stars, right?
Not very good. Yeah.
If you like ultra violence, whew, Gangs of London is your thing.
Oh yeah,
like they do not short shrift you.
I
on
just
the
saw it starts off with him setting somebody on fire.
Well, thanks for ruining it,
John Shelby. Well, it's the first.
Well, he might want to be looking forward to that.
Oh God!
Now somebody gets set on fire.
He's the
John.
Worst,
watch
isn't
it
he?
Anymore.
He's the
somebody
worst.
Just got set on fire.
Wow! I can't watch it now.
He's the worst.
Would you like for me to tell you how 8:30?
I'd like you to tell me right now about Texas Custom Patios. That's what.
Well,
I
it's great because that's where I spent my time this weekend on my Texas Custom Patio. Yesterday was time to grill, so I got the steaks out. Did the steaks yesterday? They were beautiful. While I wait for my steaks, I'm out there on my Texas Custom Patio. Got the TV on, sound system on, watching games, doing steak, and it's just a great time to be out on my patio. It's a great time for you to be out on your patio. Oh, what's that you say? You don't have one? Well, you could. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and check them out for yourself. You can look at their website. You can see the before, the after, and the main thing is they've done so many patios around the state of Texas, and especially around this city, that you can find a backyard that is going to look similar, a house that is going to look similar to yours, and then you can see what it looks like when they build the patio onto the pre-existing structure or build a freestanding structure if you so choose. They are consistent with their pricing and their timetable to get the work done. When they tell you it's going to be done at a certain time, it gets done. When they give you a price, it never changes. It will not go up for you. TexasCustomPatios.com. Make your house a home with a beautiful outdoor structure from TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
8:32. I got TV, some TV shows for you guys coming up in just a little bit.
Are they trash?
I don't know. I'm going to recommend Peaky Blinders.
You can't recommend Peaky Blinders.
I can recommend.
No, everyone knows. Even on this show, everyone knows about that. You can't recommend that.
So you guys can watch Peaky Blinders, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
You're less confident in your choices now because Anthony got you shook.
No, Fargo season 1, 2, and 3 are way better than season 4. Sorry,
Allow that man his opinion.
I think Anthony's opinion counts.
Anthony eats Burger King. Congratulations.
Now you got a problem with Burger King?
He's the Burger King of callers.
Whoa, Anthony.
He doesn't take the criticism well.
Yeah, no, wow.
You can't come in spraying bullets at me and not expect me to spray back.
Then you told him.
I was going to say, Lance is trash. Hey, I'm going to come with sprays.
Well, maybe spray your backside since you told him to SDH.
Yeah, what? Already? What the bleep?
And to be clear,
you can just say, Lance, I just wasn't. I think Fargo season 4 is really good. I'll say, okay, to each his own. But you come in here talking flagrant and just think that stands?
What? No. Trash-ass trash.
No. Dell, you're just saying that he's my friend. He was my friend.
I didn't say he was my friend.
He said it's the greatest show ever.
Yeah, he did say that, and you're on it.
When did he say that?
He said at the start.
What are you doing with the microphone there?
I don't know.
Because that's Dell's move that he does in that room.
No.
Why don't you ever put the camera?
Put your camera back on you.
The camera is on. Look at the television. The camera is on me.
Oh, yeah, it is, but they can't see you. Do your move that you do.
What move then do I do?
You know what
I'm talking about. Yeah, will you scratch it underneath there? A little tickle thing. You can't see it. He did it outside of the mic.
Lance, what move?
No, don't, Lance. Don't fall for it.
Did he take himself? Oh, he took it outside the camera where he can't see.
don't do it, Lance.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
It's foolishness.
So from a Texan standpoint, so Kenny Stills is done. Now we see more Kiki, I assume. Kiki will get in until he gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a little bit of Kiki QT. You had a good game for Duke Johnson. Max Sharpen is back in there playing. He had some ups and downs. They're still not running it great.
Good. 77 yards. They're not. Did you just say they're not running it great?
Well, I mean, that's not considered good by NFL standards. Oh, from a run the ball,
they're
stop
terrible.
The run standpoint.
The worst.
Now they couldn't really run the ball that great either. If they don't have DeAndre Swift, it is not looking good over there. Although Adrian Peterson, did get that first touchdown. I was asking my dad about Peterson. He had him for half a year in Arizona. I said, what'd you think? He goes, oh, loved Adrian Peterson. He said, no nonsense, gets it downhill, hits it in there. Adrian Peterson was one of those rare guys that could create for himself with power, elusiveness, and speed, like the three features. It's rare to find guys who can do that with all three, but Adrian Peterson did that, and he'll go down. I don't think people will talk enough about him in the conversation of greatest running backs ever. I think he deserves... Adrian Peterson, and I know, save your comments about he spanked his kid with a stick and all that. I'm talking about football, okay? This is a football conversation. And I truly believe that Adrian Peterson, to come back off a knee injury and go for 2,000 the next year, that is cyborg stuff. That's just absolutely unheard of. Adrian Peterson was a really, really good NFL back who, he'll be a Hall of Famer, but... I think he deserves some. At his best, Adrian Peterson at his best was as good as I think anybody in the NFL at their best. He wasn't a dancer like Barry Sanders. Yeah, Barry had the greatest mixtape of all time. He was faster than Emmitt Smith. Wasn't a dancer like Barry was. I mean, he was what he was is modern day Jim Brown. Speed, power, and he had a little wiggle where Jim Brown didn't really have to back in the day. So. modern day Walter Payton in some regards, although Walter was just such a unique runner in the way that he ran. But Walter was not a fast runner.
No.
He didn't have breakaway speed.
Nope.
Adrian Peterson had breakaway speed.
But you notice everybody Patrick Mahomes did the Walter Payton leg kick the other day. Yesterday. You see it?
Well,
you know the Walter Payton high step?
But it's also, he probably got it from Dion. Because remember Dion's high step?
Played.
I know, but they would know it better from Dion.
10 years before Walter.
No, you meant Pat Mahomes got it from Dion. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh.
Pat Mahomes got it from Dion.
But no. It's not a Dion long step. It's a Walter Payton. There's the difference. There's a difference. Well, Dion did the hand behind the head. That's not what Pat. They come out. I think it's an homage to Payton, if you want to know the truth. He's not the only guy either. There's a bunch of guys that are doing it in the league. There's more than a few guys that are doing that one kick in the air, like a Payton kick. If you go look it up, you'll see guys doing it.
When did he do it?
Payton did it in the seventh.
No. Pat Mahomes.
He broke away on a run and picked up about 12, 15 yards, and he did the kick. He did the Payton kick.
You mean during the play?
During
like
the play.
That kind of hesitation.
Yeah,
like
that
thing.
Hesitation, and that, you pick up that
it's
leg.
It's a hesitation-type move to try to fool the defense. I've seen it. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I felt like Walter did it as a natural thing. Maybe the other players have. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, that's been around. Oh, I know what you're talking about then. You're just talking about, it's just kind of a stutter step.
Right.
A stutter and go. Yeah, I don't think it's an homage to Payton. It's just a stutter.
Well,
I didn't realize Walter.
I've been watching a long time, and I don't know anybody before, and if you're doing it, it might be an homage.
Oh, I've seen that lots of times.
I know. And
maybe Walter was one. Yeah, maybe so, but I wouldn't even know that. I would have had no. Now, you as a Bears fan growing up, you would know that. Yeah. You would recognize that. I don't know that unless you're a Bears fan, you know that Walter did it, because I've seen that plenty of times. Peter Wark used to be really good at that, too, at FSU, with his little stutter and then he was gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, and I know it was Mahomes did that yesterday. I was like, wow, that's interesting. You know, Pat Mahomes, you're giving it to the defense a little bit. But Tyreek Hill didn't stick the landing. He did the backflip into the end zone. He didn't stick the landing.
No, he didn't stick the landing.
You got to stick the landing if you're going to do that. And so that's unfortunate for him. Somebody, we were watching it. Well, surprisingly, we were watching it at a bar, and he was like, that's terrible. Why I got to stop it? That's punk. I was like, that's cool. Do you see how much fun?
That's punk.
Yeah.
What's punk? Him doing a flip?
Yeah. I was like,
you punk? That's punk football doing flips. And like, come on, what?
I was like, are you kidding me? I honestly don't know. Do you know a team that's having more fun than the Chiefs?
No.
Honestly.
Nobody is.
I mean,
the 17 Astros. The Chiefs have so much fun.
They have. I mean,
it starts with Pat Mahomes, but the Chiefs, they have so much. It's fun when you can score touchdowns, like, you know, whenever.
Yeah. No, but it's like a video game, and that's what they're doing. They're playing a video game against everybody, and it looks like they're just having. It doesn't even look like Kelce and all of them are having so much. It's like, just like, what the hell. I wish our team had fun. And you know what, though?
Well, actually, they did look like they had fun.
The Texans are looking
fun. That's
like
fun when you're kicking somebody's tail. But it did look like the Texans were having fun. And they have looked like they were having fun. I think the specter of Bill O'Brien, and like in all seriousness, the specter of Bill O'Brien's, I think it became just too heavy and it just was too heavy in the locker room. It was just burdened guys emotionally. And you see the way that they play now. They play loose. They play light. Tim Kelly's getting into a little bit of a rhythm with Deshaun Watson. Deshaun's getting into a rhythm. He seems to, you know, have a good feel with Tim Kelly. I don't know that it's going to be enough to save Tim Kelly's job when it's all said and done. Whoever the new head coach is I think, going to bring his own guys. And I don't think this is going to be a Kellen Moore situation. Speaking of, Kellen Moore, the offense coordinator for the Cowboys, does Mike McCarthy keep his job? After 1 year, even after 1 year, his own players are bad mouthing him. He gets drove twice by Washington. It's like there's nothing good about the Cowboys right now. There's
nothing
positive.
Another job open.
That might be another job open. I think the Cowboys are going to be another head coaching job open.
Yep.
Because right now, the four GM jobs that are open are Detroit, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Houston. And will there be more? We'll see if Chicago opens up, because Ryan Pace, and they might sweep out Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Ryan Pace is the guy who drafted
Trubisky.
He's the one who traded a pick away and drafted Trubisky. Yeah. And that might be a clean sweep of head coach and GM. So that could be another one. It's funny. They had a chance to get Chris Ballard, and they kind of used Ballard's name just so they could show the Chicago media that, well, we were going to look at Chris Ballard, but he's a Jerry Angelo guy, so we're not going to consider him, just to show they were distancing themselves. That didn't work out great. Everything else should be fine in the South, in the North, fine in the West. It should be fine. Joe Douglas is going to stick around. Adam Gase will be gone. That head coaching job will open up. There's going to be a lot of GM and head coaching jobs this year.
Yep.
Open up. There are going to be
aren't there an average of 5 to 7 every year anyway? I mean, really. They're usually.
Is there any chance Bill Belichick shuts it down after this year?
Could well.
I don't think so, but he may look at this as, did you see how bad Cam was again yesterday? Mm-hmm. Cam is definitely not the answer. He's getting paid too much now.
Arizona.
Now they're paying him too much.
What?
Yeah. It was they're not paying him enough. Now it's like, nah, I'm paying him too much.
Really? Kyler was terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. Well, they still won. I know.
I just looked at Cam's.
Arizona's, they're safe. Steve Keim's safe over there.
Oh, yeah. No. He's got him on the right trajectory.
But Steve Keim was in.
Yeah.
If they didn't play well this year, Keim might have been gone too.
Well, these last 2 weeks though hurt them. No question. That team was they're still in the playoffs though.
Dolphins, Bills, Jets, Patriots all clean. NFC East. I think the head coaching job will open up for Dallas. I think there's a very good chance of that. Washington's fine. Philadelphia. I'm telling you now, Philadelphia is not a given. I don't think Doug Peterson is a given over there.
No.
Thanks for your Super Bowl. I don't know what they'll do about GM, but I don't think that's a given over there at all. I think there's a chance that the Giants, they might come for Gettleman. They might come for Gettleman. Just because you're 4-7 leading the division doesn't mean that's a kick-ass spot for you over there.
Ooh, and the money for Carson Wentz starts piling on next year.
Ooh, that's going to be ugly. That is going to be terrible to be
paying.
He's already going to be. And that's only the fifth-year option. And then he'll start.
Ooh.
Then he's got the 3 years at not large numbers.
Oh.
22, 20, 21, not normally large quarterback numbers.
When is the buyout be able to kick
well,
in?
Well, according to SpotTrack, potential out 2022.
You know where he could go? What about him as a Colt quarterback? Instead of, if the Colts can't get a quarterback?
Why
and
would
they
you
look,
do that to Ballard?
No, I mean, he looks like he's lost all confidence. I mean, he looks like a shell of himself.
Listen, next year cap is 59.
Where
million?
Was yeah. he best? Where? Oh my!
That's for Carson Wentz.
And yeah, the year after it's 24, and then the year after it's 15.
It's probably
they can't get out.
They can't
of this
do
contract.
It this year, but they could the next year.
They can't
because look how much he makes. So it'd be a wash.
Matter. You can't even trade
this
him because it rushes all this rushes
not,
to your
not this year. Yeah. You'd get pummeled with that cap number. But you know what?
You'd rather sit
when
him.
Has Carson Wall? Who did he play well for?
Frank Reich.
Frank Reich. Who does he play well with? A good offensive line. I honestly think that the Colts will consider him. But yeah, you're right. At $59 million, that's untouchable.
You can't
touch it.
Can't do it. Now, even afterwards, everything rushes up. It's $24 million dead cap. You get rid of him.
But how much would he be making?
22.
So it's really just a minus two.
True.
Or is it? I think it's just a minus.
His base salary. No, actually, you make his cap hit is 31.
Yes. Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's 31.
So he would be cut off. Yeah. But this year, I don't see any way it can.
Would you draft a quarterback if you're the Eagles? I know you already drafted one recently.
Wow.
Would you draft another one in the first round?
Well, yeah. If I think Jalen's not the guy and I think Carson Wentz isn't the guy, but you almost can't because you have so much money.
And Jalen.
Like, I guess they could draft one in the second or third round, but for what?
For who?
It doesn't. It's not going to matter.
All right. What if you had some money and you needed a generator?
Well, so the thing with generator is Generator Supercenter wants you to think about this. And this is something I thought about. I remember when our last two hurricanes ago that hit us, the bad one that was back in 2008, I believe it was. That one knocked out the power throughout my neighborhood, except I got lucky on my street because somebody was on a emergency grid for life support. And so my neighborhood got turned on quickly, just my street. The rest of the neighborhood was off for a long time. And I just thought, man, if I am lucky that this happened because I don't have a generator. And I'm telling you right now, when you have a generator, you don't have to worry as much. We just had tremendous storm activity in 2020. And 2021 right now is projected to be even worse with those big storms coming. If you have long outages, hurricanes, downline, blown transformers, construction, you want to have a Generac generator, a standby generator that's waiting. And Generac's automatic standby generator is at your home, installed, waiting in case anything happens. It's seamless, it turns on, and you're ready to go. And Generator Superstore, the nation's number one Generac generator dealer, is waiting for you to make that call. Don't be left out in the cold or the heat by not having your generator. Make sure that you don't wait for the next storm or outage. Call Generator Supercenter and get a free estimate right now on Generac automatic standby generators. Financing is available with low monthly payments. Make sure that you make the call now and get yourself ready and get yourself an estimate at 281-377-9774. That's
281-377-9774. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Yeah, they're showing Anthony Lynn. I don't know that you could have been that it could have been a worse time management. We thought Bill O'Brien was bad, but running the ball, first of all, with 3:58 left. The Chargers are down by 10, and it's 4th and 10 at about the Bills' 20-yard line. A field goal gets you to within 7. You hold them, and then you got a chance to tie. He goes for it on 4th and 10.
Mm-hmm.
He got bailed out by
a phenomenal. Oh, no. That was a phenomenal play. The roughing the quarterback. And then they threw it up on 3rd and 27 or 4th and 27, they just threw it up, and they made this incredible... Ed Oliver had a sack in his hands and let it go. Or he spun out of it. He threw it fading away, threw it up in the air, jump ball, and Dontrell Emmon, I think, made the catch. And they're at the one-yard line. That's how they got down there. But it was... Oh, my God. Buffalo should have won that. Buffalo's got this terrible habit of playing awful when they get a lead. They had an 18-point lead in the third quarter and didn't even cover. What a bunch of losers.
What? Why do you care about that?
I'm saying if you are a fan of Buffalo, you got to be scared that they could end up not playing well.
Well.
Although that was a very important... Wait, hold on. What was the final score?
Yeah, no, they covered.
It's 27-17.
Yeah, they didn't cover the live betting.
Why is that a big deal?
It was 7.5 and 9.5?
Huh? You seem focused on that.
No, for people
they were down at the 2-yard line at the end of the game, and they ran the ball with no timeouts.
Well, they also stopped. Drew, how about they tried to quarterback sneak it and got at two of their tackles are in pass sets,
and then they got snowed under. By then they had wasted all the time.
It was that's too bad. That's really too bad. It kept alive the -4.5 people. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
That's wildly specific.
You won the actual number. Why are you mad at the Bills?
No, I'm just saying not the live.
Or someone won.
People who were looking at the live number.
Who are these people?
7.5, 9.5. It should have been an easy win for Buffalo.
If you know the Bills are bad.
Did Buffalo score more than 10.5 in the second half? No.
If you know the Bills are bad at playing with the lead, just say you're this person and you know. Why would you take live bets on the Bills in the second half?
Yeah.
If that person knew that they were bad at playing with leads in the second half, why would you Why would you bet on them?
Because sometimes things flip. Huh. I wouldn't, but other people would.
Hmm. I see.
I got it.
H-Town X21 says, besides the injury, is David Johnson done playing in a Texans uniform? I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
What's the long-term injury status?
Do you think he's coming back this year? Oh, so you think he's coming? What about coming back next year?
No.
Besides, no.
Wait, I might have misunderstood that. Hold on. Besides the injury. Oh, no. He's done.
He's
in the
done.
Texas uniform.
He's done.
Besides an injury. Yeah.
Yeah. No. He's done. He is a Houston Texans. I mean, Kenny Stills. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Laremy Tunsil, two firsts, whatever. Every move, DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, David Johnson, all the moves that this dude made, it's the worst. It is such a hole to dig out of. He's just this out. How the commissioner let him destroy this organization, how he didn't step up and go, Cal, are you awake? Can you please stop this guy? Is there any way to stop him from ruining your organization? Do you want to be the Jets? Is that what you want? Is that what you're striving for, Cal? Is to be the Jets? Wow, is it bad? It is so horrible. Every single move that this dude made, that Bill O'Brien made, every single move.
It was unbelievably bad.
Unbelievable.
You didn't have to take on David Johnson. You could have gotten
a
cheap wide receiver. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. You could have gotten a cheap wide receiver for a 6th-round pick. You could have gotten a cheap running back off the streets, or even off of somebody else's team for a six. He gave up a third for Duke Johnson. That's insane. Cleveland had to get rid of Duke Johnson. They had Kareem Hunt. They had Nick Chubb. They had to move him. And you still took that on. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
We can't stress enough how awful that was. You can never let that kind of stuff happen again.
No.
Nobody. It's never going to be that bad again ever in NFL history. Yeah. I honestly think this will go down as the worst run of GMing ever happen in NFL history.
It absolutely is.
Never will it be this bad, because regular people who are GMs who have been studying and doing stuff for teams, they would never make any of these moves. So it's impossible for this many mistakes to be made in this short a time for anybody else to do that in NFL history.
Yep.
Now, you may have a really historically bad trade, but nobody can strike out as many times as Bill O'Brien did as a GM. He just should have stuck to coaching. If he stuck to coaching, he actually might still be there.
Yep.
The city of Houston would want him out because that's what they did. But I honestly think that, it's just got screwed up.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. It's 856 on ESPN 97.5. All of you on Twitch right now, you can see the long flowing locks. Dude, I'm telling you. It's funny, well, because I had a giant bald spot. I mean, I had a giant 9-iron divot out of the back of my head. I had spot. I was mangy. I was like a mangy dog with hair that was missing all over the place. And now it's like, what the hell? How do you? No. I was
just getting.
No, I get it.
Mangy dog.
I was a mangy dog. Yeah. And now it's like, wow, the hair looks great. It's unbelievable what Doc Linville has done. It really, really, really is. And I just feel great about it. And my wife loves it. And my kids, they were in. Dad liked the hair. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it's all because of one guy. And it's Doc Linville. And it's all because of the neo grafting. And I had a buddy ask me this weekend. He said, so does it hurt? And I'm like, no. There's some discomfort. Obviously, they're taking this hair and putting it over here. But it's nothing. Like, I tried it before. An advertiser wanted to come on. And they were like, years ago. I was like, wow, did that hurt? Holy crap. It didn't take. It was terrible. The whole process, this easy, wonderful. Doc Linville is great. Everything about it is great. So if you're looking for hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.